29th of January is significant for Catherine and Anne. It was Catherine's burial at Peterborough Abbey, and it was the day that Anne had her final miscarriage. On the 28th of January 1547, Henry VIII died at Whitehall. And to be honest, I think he's probably going to get enough attention today, this week. So what I want to do is talk about, in more detail, the events which happened to his first two wives. The links between them are very interesting. His first wife, Catherine of Aragon, had died on the 7th of January at Kimbolton Castle, where she had been after she had been made to leave the English court. And she wasn't well. We don't really know why she died. You know, the medical knowledge, of course, at the time wasn't the same as today, but also the records that they kept. Even modern doctors and people in the medical profession would have to, or do have to, try and pick through what information is there and try and make a diagnosis, which, you know, I'm sure diagnosing things is difficult enough when you've got a patient in front of you, but when you've got 500 years gap and no patient in front of you, it must be very difficult. So we're not totally sure how Catherine died, or why, what caused Catherine's death, but she was about 50 years of age. And she died on the 7th of January. Now, this is 1536. 1536, for anyone who is an Anne Boleyn fan, will know that 1536 was also the year that Anne Boleyn died. And actually, these women, Henry VIII's first and second wives, died within 5 months of each other, or just over 5 months of each other, with Anne Boleyn being executed on the 19th of May. So Catherine died on the 7th of January. She was buried on the 29th of January at Peterborough, when it was Peterborough Abbey at the time. It since became a cathedral because we're just before the dissolution of the monasteries at this point. And Peterborough Abbey was actually dissolved in 1539. And it was created by letters patent from Henry VIII. It was created into a cathedral in 1541. So Catherine of Aragon is buried now at Peterborough Cathedral, was Peterborough Abbey. On the same day she was buried, Anne suffered another miscarriage. And I say another because she had a miscarriage that we know about in 1534. This miscarriage was probably, by her own reckoning, she was about 3.5 months pregnant. And it, although maybe not on its own, it was part of a cascade of incidents and things that happened, worries in Henry's mind, goodness knows what's going on in Henry's mind a lot of the time, but that led to Anne falling out of favour with Henry very quickly, and obviously ultimately, anyway, she was executed in May, which we will cover obviously in other subsequent videos. But I think it's very interesting to look at the link between these women. Not only are they Henry's first and second wives, but I think Catherine can sometimes become a bit of a footnote to Anne's story. But I do wonder how many realise that they died within a few months of each other. Catherine had been sidelined, if that's the right word, for in favour of Anne about 6 years prior, and Anne herself at this time was finding that she was becoming only one of Henry's love interests again, because it's around this time that Anne mentions for the first time that Henry's attentions are turning to another, and she sort of says, I can't cope with it like maybe Catherine could, because I love you so much more than she did, and I just can't bear the fact that your attentions are turning to another. And that other was, of course, Jane Seymour. So 29th of January is significant for Catherine and Anne. It was Catherine's burial at Peterborough Abbey, and it was the day that Anne had her final miscarriage. And this is all in 1536. You can go and visit the tomb of Catherine of Aragon, which I did. They have a Catherine of Aragon festival at Peterborough, at the cathedral every year to mark the date at which she was laid to rest there, which is fantastic. So if you ever get a chance to go over to Peterborough for that, it's always the weekend closest to the 29th of January, where they have events and services in commemoration of Catherine.